Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga such an interesting place to live. The Chattanooga Theater Center is performing a Broadway play that became the basis for a hit TV series. The Odd Couple opens January 24th, and it's going to run through February 16th. Neurotic Felix and slovenly Oscar are some of Neil Simon's best-known characters.
Oh, Felix.
I know. What am I going to do, Oscar?
But the Chattanooga Theater Center has got a twist. Audiences are going to get different versions of the two leads, Felix and Oscar. This local production really could show audiences something new.
Oh, Florence. I know. What am I going to do, Olive?
The director, Beth Gumnick, joins me for this segment, as well as two cast members, Carlene Conway and Caitlin Gabor. Welcome to Around It About.
Thank you.
And Beth Gumnick, you're the director. What is different about the CTC version of The Odd Couple?
Well, we've got two different versions for you, really. We have the original production, which is with Felix and Oscar, but we also have another version that Neil Simon wrote 20 years after the original, which is the female version. So in this story, we have Florence and Olive instead of Felix and Oscar.
I can't take it anymore, Florence. I'm cracking up. Everything you do irritates me.
How does that work? Do audiences like buy a ticket and get to see both versions in one night? Are you alternating nights?
We're alternating nights. We're running it in rep, as they say. So the set will change each night. The actors will change each night. And it's basically alternating performances. So you could choose to go to one or the other, or you could come see both and see, you know, the differences and the similarities in the two shows.
And this is a classic story about unlikely friends. One is a neurotic neat freak. The other's messy and unkempt. They become roommates after their wives or husbands divorce them. It's this story that gets told over and over and over again in pop culture. There was the play, then the 1968 film with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, then the TV show with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman. I've even heard Matthew Perry from Friends is going to bring it back as a TV series. Why does this story keep getting told over and over again?
I think that each of us is Felix or Oscar. Honestly, I think each of us has that Florence or Olive, Felix or Oscar thing about ourselves. And in our own relationships, I think this is a reflection of those kinds of things that we go through with roommates, with partners, with husbands and wives, with siblings. I think that's part of it.
I think in a lot of ways, too, you sort of seek out your opposite. You seek out and spend time with people that have qualities that you lack. So I think that's got a lot to do with it, too, because it is a universally appealing kind of situation.
And you're playing, who are you playing?
I'm playing Olive, Madison.
And you're Carlene Conway.
My name is Carlene Conway, yes.
And Caitlin Gabor, you're playing Florence, the female version of Felix. Besides just switching genders, how is this female version different from the male version?
The female version, I mean, it's the same basic story, but you're going to get different jokes because it's from a female perspective. It's the same character. You know, I'm still neurotic and she's still messy, but you're going to see it. It's just different. You're just going to have to come see.
Yeah, because I understand Neil Simon, I mean, he didn't just change the names. He actually went back and rewrote the whole thing.
Yeah, and there's similarities. It's a similar story, obviously. But the difference is, I mean, you have to account for the fact that these are girls. You can't write. We don't say the same things. We don't act the same way. So,
why don't we hear something that illustrates those differences? This is a scene, first the male cast performing it as Felix and Oscar, then the female cast, the female cast, performing it as Florence and Olive, a scene from The Odd Couple.
What?
My neck!
What?
My neck! It's a nerve spasm. I get it in the neck.
Where does it hurt?
Don't touch me!
I just want to see where it hurts.
No, just leave me alone. It'll go away in a minute.
Lie down. I'll rub it. It'll ease the pain.
No, you don't know how. It's a special way.
My neck. Oh, I hurt my neck.
What'd you do?
It's a nerve spasm. I get it in the neck. Oh, God, it hurts.
What can I do?
A towel. Get me a hot towel. Very hot.
Right. How about some aspirin?
Aspirin is good. And some brandy. Oh, I can't move my neck.
Okay, hot towel, aspirin, and brandy. Anything else?
A Bengay to rub in after.
Right.
And a scarf. A woolen scarf. Cashmere is better if you have one. Oh, I knew something was coming, Olive.
One of the biggest differences is that in the original version, it's a boys' poker night. And you've got a group of friends that get together regularly and play poker. And this was in the late 60s. When Neil Simon updated it for females in the 80s, it's a girls' night, but they're playing Trivial Pursuit. So instead of a poker game going on, you have a Trivial Pursuit game.
And since this is from the 80s, do you think it still works today? It still resonates today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
It does. It does. I mean, there's one line in particular that bugs me when Florence asks Olive, "Why didn't you call?" And she says, "I didn't have time." Well, this was the mid-80s, and nobody was carrying cell phones.
Yeah.
So sometimes people now, younger people now, don't have any concept of, I didn't have time to call you. I couldn't get to a phone. You always have a phone. So that's a little different.
It's harder to get out of things now.
Yeah. This is the Chattanooga Theater Center's 90th season. This is a pretty special season for you all. Why did you decide to put on The Odd Couple for your 90th celebration?
Well, George Quick, who is the director over at the Chattanooga Theater Center, and his staff really thought about what's the best way to kind of celebrate the legacy of this Chattanooga institution. And it's sort of a, you know, going down memory lane thing. They're doing productions of classics. They're doing productions of shows that they have done successfully in the past that audiences have loved and want to see again. And, you know, you can't go wrong with the classics. You can't go wrong with Neil Simon. There's a reason why he's so produced, and it's because it is good work. It is good theater. It's always funny. It's going to be funny, you know? I mean, it's such great material to work with. I think for a director and for actors, it's fun to work with, and it's easy to work with. You know, comedy has its own challenges, but when the writing is really, really good, the playwright has provided you with the tools you need.
Really, so, actors don't have to do much of anything except say the right words. I mean,
well,
really,
that's an interesting way of looking at it.
The writing is that good, it's pretty much idiot-proof for actors. I mean, it really is.
Well, these classic characters, these classic archetypes, are you finding anything in your own lives to draw on when playing these characters?
Every day I realize I'm more and more like Florence than I want to admit. And I'm like, why did you? Oh, yeah, I do that all the time. So it's definitely making me look at myself and say, wow, I'm a little neurotic. So it's interesting. She knew this before I did, but Beth did. She must have known when she cast me. But.
So you've got these two separate male and female versions. Do you have cast members playing in both versions? Do you have any crossover like that?
We do, which I think is a lot of fun because it's a different kind of challenge for those actors who are crossovers. Caitlin is one of those.
I am.
Caitlin is playing one of the Pigeon sisters in the male version.
Yes.
And the Felix and Oscar Sanford Knox and Zach DeSutter, who are in the male version, are playing the Costa Suela brothers in the female version. So it's kind of a fun spin and twist for people who are coming to see the shows to see those actors in a different role too.
Do you think one version is going to be more popular than others?
You know, that is the kind of thing with Chattanooga that is totally unpredictable. You know, we're going to have to see how audiences react to it. I think different people are going to find different things in the shows, but I guarantee you that they're both going to be very funny.
You leave little notes on my pillow. We're all out of cornflakes. F you. It took me 3 hours to figure out that F you was Felix Unger. It's not your fault, Felix. It's a rotten combination.
Well, I see.
It's nobody's fault, Florence. We're just a rotten pair.
I get the picture.
No! That's just a frame.
It is really different doing something in rep like this. It's because a lot of the work that you do as an actor is really dependent on repetition and hitting it the next day and then hitting it the next day and the next day. And when you have a day or sometimes two in between that time, you really have to work a different way as a performer, because you have to do your homework. You have to do your homework anyway, but you really have to do your homework when you're working in rep. Otherwise, you come in 3 days later and you have no idea where you are.
That's got to be bad in a live theater setting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's something you don't want.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
That was Beth Gumnick, the director, Carlene Conway, who plays Olive, and Caitlin Gabor, who plays Florence. More information is online at theatercenter.com. The Odd Couple runs January 24th through February 16th.